Hello and welcome to the Wheat Podcast. My name is Maggie, and through this podcast, I hope that we can delve deeper into issues and have holistic conversations on situations and things that you'd normally ponder about and ask, what is that? Hi guys, welcome back to another episode, specifically episode 2 of season 2 of the Wheat Podcast, where we delve into engaging conversations that make you wonder, what is that? Today I'm so excited to be joined by someone I really love. Imagine, she's seeing me this year for the first time.
No.
Yes. I
feel like that's just...
Okay, her name is Kit Kiarie. Yay! Yeah, if you are not new on my channel, you have probably watched several videos of us. But on the podcast, this is her first time. I don't know why we delayed this much, but it's happening.
It's here.
It's exciting. It's exciting to have you here, Kit.
Thank you so much for having me.
You're welcome. Yeah. You're welcome. And I love this topic.
Me too.
I love today's topic.
Me too.
You know why? Because we are both February babies.
Yes.
So we've grown older. This year. So today we're going to discuss what I wish I knew as a younger woman. We are talking to the younger Kit. Was she always this wise?
I don't know.
Or she has learnt through the ears, yeah? Mm. So I'd really like us to reflect. What would you tell that young kid? I don't know. So even me, I'm young. There's a younger version of myself.
Yes, and you're younger than me.
Yeah, I'm way younger. That's
okay,
I'm
not a... way, just relax.
Okay, I'm just
but
younger.
By the time you were born, I was probably going to school.
Yeah, that's fair. You're my big sister, literally.
Yes.
You are my big sister.
Yes.
So I that's why I really love this conversation. I feel like you're the appropriate person to have it with. So that even me, I learn from your lessons.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And there's someone who'll probably learn from mine. So I'm going to segment this discussion into what we like in the physical aspect. What would you tell that physical kid in the spiritual aspect? In the emotional, in the social aspect. I don't know if there's any other aspect, but let's talk to younger kids and younger Maggie in this episode and hope someone young will not only relate, but learn from our lessons.
Just grab your ears, please, guys.
Yes.
Yeah, please.
Yes. Starting
listen.
From me.
Yeah,
starting from me.
Yeah.
So I'm going to start with you. Yeah? Physical aspect. What is that thing you wish younger kids knew?
I feel so triggered by that question.
You feel so triggered. Oh, baby, why?
Like when I'm talking about my body image, I'm so triggered because I grew up, first of all, by the time I realized I had a hot body, I was 19.
Me too.
Yeah.
Like late bloomer.
No, I wasn't a late bloomer, but I was always in girls' schools. So when I was 19, I joined St. Mary's, which is primarily a boys' school, and there's only girls in IB. So there's 20 girls in a school of 1,400.
Uh-huh.
So I got into the school and, kid. And I'm just like, what?
Kid is hot.
It was such a, what's happening?
Uh-huh.
What's happening?
What's the big deal?
What's the big deal situation? I didn't know. Yes, people had told me my body is nice, but they're family members. You don't believe your mother and aunties. And I look like you. So what are you telling me?
By the way, what are you nothing saying? Nothing is new here.
Yeah, nothing is new here.
Yeah.
But I had that body that was in when I joined IB, it was 2004.
Hi, big sis. Hi, big sis. What? You've already finished secondary.
Yes,
I'm not even joined high school.
I've finished secondary. I'm now in IB. It's 2004. And that body, smaller top and then wide bottom, very in.
Mm-hmm.
You know, in the middle here, it was not in.
Mm.
It's now in again.
And then that time, it's time you're hipster, eh?
That's it. That's it. That's it. And in St. Mary's, the skirt is a pencil skirt.
Woo.
So you're just, yeah, you're just like, ah.
Ah, you are hot. You are hot.
I am still hot. So it was such a confronting thing for me to be, I want to say sexualized in that manner. It was very confronting.
Okay.
So I wish I told my younger self, you are more than how you look.
Mm-hmm.
You are so much more than how you look. Because I believed every single person who told me I was beautiful, I was this, I was the other. And when I got messaging that was contrary, because even if you're hot, you might not be everybody's taste.
Mm.
When I got messaging that was contrary to that, felt so bad.
Mm-hmm.
Now a 19-year-old feeling so, 18, 19, feeling esteem. So bad. Self-esteem is taking a dip.
Mm.
And I feel like that's where now the boyfriend that I had in IB really took advantage.
Ooh.
And messed up with my head.
Mm.
Yeah, because before then I was like, I can never be abused. Me, nobody can tell me ABCD. And I was thoroughly just like abused.
Ooh.
Yeah.
We wouldn't know.
No.
There's been growth.
My friend, where you see me now? No, God.
We wouldn't know.
You can't tell. Yeah.
For me, I think growing up, I didn't feel hot.
Okay.
Because I was really small.
Yeah.
Late bloomer.
I don't know what you're saying
boobs.
Was.
I'm not small anymore. What do you mean? By all means, right now I'm not small.
Now you're baking. Now you're baking a baby. So
But I was really like no hips, like straight. I was like really straight,
like a
and
boy.
Then went to boarding,
yes.
had my hair cut.
Yes.
So I was just like, you know, I was from a private school to a boarding school in West. And then when I come back, mingle with my friends, I don't know how to fit in. So Safaricom shirts, Safaricom hats.
Oh, honey.
And I don't know what these tracksuits. They're called tracksuits.
Oh, sweetie.
That was me trying to just not be noticed.
Yeah.
And then when I went to high school, it's like I came out of my shell when we started having funkies and people are paying attention.
Yes, yes.
And I remember when my primary school crush now noticed me after high school. I was like, you didn't notice me when I didn't have hips.
If you can't roll with me when I'm down, don't come rolling with me
don't
now.
Don't come during the glow up. No. So I was a bit more conscious now that finally I have boobs.
Yes.
Imagine writing my mom mail, please come with boob tops every time. And she came with spaghetti tops.
And you're like, no, but now I actually have.
I didn't have. Just people had. I didn't have. I just needed to manifest.
Yeah.
I mean. Yeah. So I think looking at that girl there, I'll just be like, you're much more than your body.
Aww.
Like you have more to offer. Aww. Don't curl up because you're not fitting in per se.
Tweenie.
Yeah, because I would
not
want to be noticed at all before now high school. And then now in my 20s, I'm blooming. I just wish I told myself, you're not that fat.
Have you ever looked at pictures where you are like, I was so fat? I wish I was this fat now.
I wish I was this fat now. Yeah, like, just chill. You're not fat. Relax. You are just not fat.
Yeah, and that was the skinny era. People were skinny.
We were really skinny, thinking we are fat. Rocking heels right now.
Now, can you wear a stiletto?
Have you seen my shoes that I came in? I'm in orthopedic shoes. Kids, stop laughing.
Are they Crocs? Are they what are
These
they?
Are orthopedic shoes. The most comfortable. So I really wish that I just chilled out in my 20s, enjoyed life without the pressure of, feeling fat. You're just not fat.
No.
Another thing I'd really tell myself.
Yeah.
Imagine you don't have to go to the gym.
By the way, what are 20-year-olds doing in the gym today? You know, I see them on Instagram and I'm just like,
relax, relax. Imagine you don't have to go to the, or rather the gym is not for everyone. I don't know whether I was under pressure.
Yes.
I felt like people are going to the gym.
Okay.
And then you don't only have to go to the gym in the morning. Like yes. I've made peace right now.
Yes. You can do it anytime.
I can do it anytime. And I feel better in the evening. Like you don't have to start your day with the gym. Yeah.
And diets. Did you do any diets?
I did a detox. Yeah.
How many days or?
21.
What? What were you doing for 21 days?
Juicing and those things. Yeah.
Please,
just
please,
relax,
please,
Maggie.
Please, please,
you're just
26, Maggie,
25.
It's okay. It's okay,
imagine you're just not fat. You're just okay.
Wow.
So I think I tell that chick, relax, relax. Yes. Just be you.
Just be you.
Just be you.
Yes.
Yeah. What's your relationship with the gym?
I don't go to the gym.
Yeah.
I work out at home. I've always worked out at home from when I was quite young, teenage.
Oh, so that's something you started a while back.
Teenagehood, walking, mm-hmm. Shanti. Do you remember Shanti?
No, what's that?
It's a person.
Who is that?
Oh, who is that?
Tell me your age without telling me.
Shanti is a person and he developed this like series of workouts that were
YouTube.
You had to buy, I think Martin pirated for me.
It was a CD. Woo! CD. You had those workouts.
I had the workouts. Yeah? So we would do that, me and my sisters and my cousins. And then we would run. We eat all these things to stay fit. So I've always done that. I've always been fit.
I knew that.
Yeah.
I wish I knew that I can just walk.
Yeah.
I think I've learned it through you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, a lot of people don't know that they can just walk.
Yeah.
Just walk.
Just walk.
Yeah. But my parents were active and we liked to hike. So we grew up active.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's not for me.
Yeah.
That's nice. Anything else in the physical aspect?
No, I think that's it. That's it. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Then let's go to the social kids.
Yes.
What are those lessons you wish? What are those things you tell the younger kid in the social aspect?
That take time to make good friends.
Oh, wow. You make friends easily?
I don't.
You used to?
No.
Okay. What was your challenge?
My challenge was I was judgmental and bitchy. I was a
rude,
horrendous person.
Really?
Yes. You would have not liked me, Maggie. You know that you like me now?
You were bad.
I was so bad.
Why?
I was afraid that people wouldn't like me.
So you just become bad?
Yes. So that you don't have to like me. So that when you don't like me,
you're not shocked.
I'm like, I'm not for everyone.
That's deep.
Yes. So I was really horrible. I was afraid people wouldn't like me. I would push people away because, you know, if they see me, they might not choose me. I was very insecure and I really love people. Like I love people. I want to make friends. Mm. But then when I was afraid that I wouldn't be loved back, I would push people away. So I was alone and lonely.
Oh, that sucks.
Yes.
That sucks. What was your turning point for that?
I went for a seminar and the coach coached me through that.
Oh.
And I realized I love people. I have a big love for people. That's why I do the work that I do.
I always tell my friends, Kit is so soft.
I am.
In person is so soft.
Indeed, I am.
Yeah.
Yes, I am. Yeah,
so the way I speak,
obviously people are not used to women speaking this way.
Yeah.
And it's very confronting to people. So people think I'm rude but I am quite soft and I do love people and I want people to love me. And so I learned to be friendly so as to make friends.
You had to learn.
Yes.
Oh.
So I wish I had told myself, because I went through so many years lonely and alone, no friends.
Oh, God.
No friends. No friends.
Tell me, was your only friend?
Yeah.
Because she has no choice.
She has no choice. She has no choice. And at some point, even Tawi was not my friend. She was like, what's wrong with
you? What is wrong with you?
Why are you,
Why are you like this?
Yeah.
Ah, that sucks, man.
So I wish I had told myself, just if you are your people, you are lovable.
And you're not for everyone.
And it's okay.
And it's okay. Yeah.
You are lovable.
Yeah.
And if you love people, allow yourself to love people, people will love you back. I feel like crying.
Aww.
Is this this kind of podcast? Is it one for crying?
Imagine, like, you'll be the first one crying here. Oh, no, you won't. No, you won't. No, you won't. Me, I'm gangster.
You're like, you don't cry for who? Cry where? Oh my
god. That's a really nice one. For me, it would be try and learn how to mend fences when you cross your people.
Yes.
My first instinct is run. So today, I think Kit is mad at me. Ah, block you before we even start confronting. Ah, block you.
And never to be heard from again.
Yeah, because I'm already scared. Okay,
what will happen? Will I meet
wrong.
You?
I did something wrong. Maybe she's, I don't know. I have that fear of hurting people.
Yeah.
And then I don't know. I never used to have confrontational skills that kid. Yes. I didn't like this.
Yeah.
I didn't think we can move past it. No. I think, okay, so
cut off people, move on.
Let's just move on. I'll just block you on Facebook.
That's so toxic.
I was. In fact, my really good friend called Joanne.
Yeah.
I think I wronged her.
Yes.
And then I saw her DM on Facebook.
Yes.
Hi, I heard you say this about me. Nini.
Yes.
Do you think I slept? Do you think I read all of
it? What did you do first?
She was the first friend ever. So I thought maybe she's breaking up with me already. So at the end, she was like, I didn't know you felt this way. I was like, so we're still friends. I was so confused. She's the one who actually taught me.
Oh my God, that is so fascinating.
She's the one who taught me that you guys can talk through issues.
Yes, we've had an issue, but it's not the end of the world.
Exactly. Exactly. I didn't know. For me, it was like, okay, I've made her mad. We have to just end things here so that, yeah, we can move forward.
So you just had a series of friendships?
Yeah. See, I'll come back like after you. Yeah, poke you. Poke you.
What?
Or that's over. Or that's over. I can see you in town and pretend I've
that's
not seen you.
That's fascinating.
That's
so self-aware. Well done.
Now I've improved. Now I can tell you, by the way, I didn't like this.
I didn't like that.
Yeah. And it might be hard for me, but it's still very hard.
Yeah.
It's still...
I don't like that I'm so late to the podcast.
Why?
I feel like I should have been your first.
See, block. see, such thing. Me, I didn't know how to resolve that with, especially friends. Yeah. I didn't know we can just talk.
Yes.
Yeah. So I'll just avoid you. So now I wish that younger self didn't lose some friends over.
You lost people. Do you sometimes think about it?
I see them.
Do you sometimes think about it or like feel bad?
No.
Okay.
It's a season.
It is what it is.
Yeah, it is what it is. Yeah. Yeah. So socially, I'd say grow up, man.
Okay.
Just grow up.
Okay.
Just learn to talk
to issues. People.
It's something I still have to be very conscious about. Otherwise, I can cut you out. Yeah.
I hear that. I hear that.
Yeah.
Wow. Yeah. Yeah.
And connecting to the social aspect, the emotional aspect, I think I'd also tell myself you're quite toxic.
Right.
Yeah.
Call yourself out.
You need to figure out how to maturely resolve issues.
Yeah.
I don't know how my husband stayed with me until he married me. I was like, flight. Like, first instinct is bang the door, pa, bye.
Away.
Yeah. Until when I was married and I'm like, where am I going?
You were telling me that.
I was already in the car. Yeah.
You're like in the car and you're like.
Yeah.
And then?
I think that was so toxic. Like, I had a lot of growing to do. A lot.
So you imagine you're already doing it for with me. Your friends.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're already doing it. So you're doing it more with your person.
Of course, because you spend more time with them.
So I, man, kind of a girlfriend. There's a day I walked out, he had a new phone, and he was showing me the new phone. I'm like, why did you buy yourself alone?
Why did you buy for me?
And then I walked out, and he doesn't remember. Now I'm like, what the hell? Such a bad person. But I've grown through it.
You've grown.
I've grown through it. Now I can even say, let's just chill. We'll talk when I'm ready to deliver.
Yeah, let me calm down off of this.
Yeah.
You have to teach your brain new pathways.
Yes.
Because it's just easy to go back there.
True.
Yeah, it's easy. Yeah,
for me.
And we grow every day. Thank God for that. Thank God we're not static. We learn. For me, I know for sure I learn and grow every day.
But imagine if you told me back then, I wouldn't see it.
No, of course. The student has to be ready for the teacher to arrive. Otherwise, the teacher can be there screaming and the student like,
what's wrong with you?
What's wrong with you? Block.
Block.
Are you showing me? You have to be ready.
Yeah. Yeah. That's something. That's something there.
I like that one.
Yeah,
I like
spiritual kids. Let's talk to spiritual kids. I love the way you posted the other day how weird it is. Is it to be in pants?
Trousers. I'm like, in
what
church.
Struggles have these people been going through?
My friend, my family is SDA.
Like staunch?
Yeah.
You know, I don't know much about it.
My family is SDA. Uh-huh. Yeah. My mom is not. No, she was not brought up SDA, so she joined.
She
just
joined.
So I think that's why we had the balance.
Yeah.
But my family is SDA. We brought up SDA. Uh-huh. You wear dresses to church.
Wow.
Yeah. You wear dresses to church.
I was very shocked to see people saying their kids are not wearing t-shirts to church.
No. Like, you wear dresses, SDA. You wear a button shirt. Buttoned up shirt, a jacket.
Yeah.
Buttoned up shirt.
Oh, God. We have
a jacket. You wear even three piece, like SDA brothers going to church. That the other days they look like, they have the one suit, three pieces, really nice with that cat thing that they, what's that chain?
I don't know.
Don't mess. They look good in church. Everybody looks good in church.
Wow.
Yeah, very dressed up. Very, very dressed up.
So what would you tell yourself back then in the spiritual realm where you are now and where you are?
Faith is more important than religion. Ooh. And this is something I would even tell myself today.
Yes.
Today. Because true. I mean, and I've shared this on Instagram as well, my struggle with religion. It's very man-made, for lack of a better word. And by man-made, I mean made by men.
Mm-hmm.
Not men and women, not people, men. And there's so much in religion that hates women and puts women down and just strips us of our humanity.
Mm-hmm.
It's wild. It's just wild. So even today, I struggle. Every single day. And I'm searching. But I do have faith. And I do believe in a higher power. And I do pray. And I do believe that there is a God and all of these things.
It's just for you to learn.
The culture of religion, I'm struggling with today.
Yeah.
And I was struggling with it then.
Why are you?
I was struggling with it. There's a time I didn't go to church for a long time. Yeah. I was just like, what's the point? What is the point?
This is after you're out of your parents' house?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Out of my parents' house. There's nobody enforcing.
Yes. I don't know. I grew up Catholic.
Yeah.
Catholic schools all my life.
Yes.
So I didn't know I will meet a man who's not Catholic.
Yes. Yeah.
Until I did. Then took him for mass and he slept. And I was like, okay, this is not going to work.
And the way it's short, it's literally 40 minutes you're out.
Mass is not short. Depends where you go. Mass is not necessarily
I was in Catholic
short.
Schools all my life, and I'm
they
like,
made it short for you guys.
Really?
No, not necessarily. Mass
it's not
long.
It's not short.
It can be long.
Oh,
it can
okay.
be long. I love okay. with the kneeling, the standing.
Yeah,
it can
I can't
be a lot
do that.
For someone.
I can't do that. I don't know what's happening.
But I remember in campus season, I was like, huh, okay. I tried a new church, Pentecostal. I was like, I like it.
Yes.
We've never read the Bible like this.
Yes.
Because you see, Catholic, it's read there.
Yes.
Everything.
Okay.
So
yes.
I think. Just say, figure it out for yourself.
Yeah.
Not necessarily doctrine-wise, just for yourself.
Yeah. That's
which
what you
is
tell
still
yourself.
Something I still do.
Yeah.
Sometimes I'm reading the Bible, I'm like, oh, this part
you
is
mean,
there.
You mean? Yeah.
So it's been intriguing for me to just learn on my own. It doesn't have to be, you don't have to be indoctrinated for it to, for you to say you believe in God.
Yes.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
That's my
Absolutely.
Key lesson there.
Yes, yes, yes.
Yeah. Oh, lovely, lovely.
Love that.
Lovely.
Yeah.
Career wise, let's see. Where was younger kid? What did kid study? What did kid end up?
I studied psychology.
Oh, God. Wow. No wonder you're into people's minds.
Yes. I've always been interested in people. First, I wanted to do anthropology. That's the study of people.
No, what is
that's the
what
study
is that?
Of people.
The
what
podcast?
Is that? What is that?
It is not like Zinjanthropus things or something.
No, no, it's a study of like people's origin and how they are now and what they think. I'm so interested in people. I'm always like, what is that?
Nice.
I'm always like that.
Yeah.
But I took it up in University of Nairobi and the lecturers don't come. So I said, Dad, I'm wasting your money.
For
lecturers
real?
Are not coming. The lecturers are not coming.
You're
I'm wasting your money. So I
you.
Stopped.
Hey.
Yeah, I just stopped. I did a year and then I went to USIU and I did psychology, the closest thing to anthropology that I could find.
Mm-hmm.
So I have a degree in psychology, child psychology. That's why I do sleep training.
Oh, nice.
And gender studies. I have a minor in
nice.
Gender studies.
Yeah. And then what did you end up?
So I was doing all that so that I can be good in social development.
Mm-hmm.
I was currently working with my mom. So I started working with my mom when I was 17.
Nice.
She's a consultant, social yes. development consultant. So I started working with her and I wanted to continue that
yeah.
work.
Yeah.
That's why I did psychology, so I can know people better. Then I went into that field. Yes, I was doing it. Okay, the work is not constant.
Mm-hmm.
And for a young person, you really need constant work so that you can literally pay for your life.
You're now on your own.
You have to pay rent. You can't, you know. So I did that for a while. And then I did team building for a while. And then I did marketing. I went into marketing. I did that for 4 years.
Mm.
It was fine.
Why doesn't it sound fine? Stop lying.
I don't want to talk about it.
End of story.
It was fine. Yeah. It wasn't bad. I wouldn't say it was bad. It was good. It was a good environment. But marketing is, and as influencers, we know that marketing is the least appreciated in the whole business cycle.
Yeah.
So as marketers,
effort.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Nobody, they don't think they need you,
but
they're here. They're hiring you,
exactly.
but they're also, what are you doing?
What are you doing?
Why aren't
seeing,
you doing it? Why aren't you seeing?
Yeah.
And they don't want to pay you in now.
Yeah.
It was just toxic.
Mm.
So I left that to become full-time mom, sleep coach, and influencer.
Do you see how everything worked out
yes.
to be those three?
Mm-hmm.
Like, I can see it.
You can see it.
I can see how the journey has made, because influencer marketing.
Yes.
Psychologist too.
Yeah. Yep. Yep.
Yeah. So when you were transitioning, were you feeling lost at any point?
Yeah, I felt lost. I felt pressure. I was married by this time.
Yeah.
So I felt pressure. You know, you need to contribute to the home.
Mm.
I felt like I don't have a place. I need to figure out what I'm going to do. So I wish I had told myself, like, go hard, yes, And also keep you, because I tried so many things. Mm. There was organizations I worked in for 4 months. Because I was like, what is happening here? But just because of the pressure of contribute to the home.
Uh-huh.
I wish I had taken more time to really figure out what I wanted what to. And then just go and just put in everything into that and grow it from there. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. That's a beautiful lesson.
Yeah.
For me, it would be, the lesson would be, it's going to make sense one day.
One day.
It's just going to make sense it's one day.
All this.
Yes. It's going, because when you're going through it, you're just like, Akinadu, what am I doing? So me, I wanted to do music. Then I passed my KCSE like with flying colors. Yeah. Me, I was just flying
and
colors.
And you sing so beautifully.
Oh, thank you. So you get like, I had like 48 cluster points and music.
What is that?
Like KCSE, the cluster points for joining university. So they check the number. So for music, the requirement was 36. And my mom, my parents 48. At that time were feeling, hey, you're wasting yourself. It's like you're going
down. Like, because they don't see a career.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, in Kenya, to be fair, the arts.
At that time.
Even now, the arts are really horrendous. They don't pay.
Yeah. So I remember choosing law because I can't do medicine.
Yes.
And my mom said, don't worry, I got you. You're still going to do music. I'm going to pay for you, whatever, conservatoire.
Oh, wow.
So I did it on the side.
Wow.
But throughout, my first job was a teacher. I was a teacher.
Oh, wow.
In my former school.
What?
Yeah. When I finished KCSE, I went back to my former school.
Wow.
And said, hi, can you hire me? I know music and I know French.
Wow. Wow.
Why are you so...
I love
you know
that.
Why? Because I saw my big sister do that. Because she went back. So she said, I'm good at this. I'm good at this. And then we had a good standing in the school.
Of course.
So even when I went and I was given, how much? They said 15,000. I was like, hire
wonderful.
Me.
literally 10 million.
Yeah. And I'm just there for the few hours. I go to Alliance. All this I'm doing before I join campus.
Yes.
So I join campus. Now I'm doing law. Then I have music jobs.
Yes. Because
I've studied music.
Yes.
Now I'm teaching. Yeah, I was that law student who during, there's a break. I'm in class teaching.
Wow.
Either at someone's home or in a school. Then I meet my
husband. And this is what I'm saying, like millennials, we graduate with 4 years experience.
Exactly. Exactly. But then when I was hired into a law firm.
Yes.
I died.
Dead.
I just died.
Dead.
First, I chose Mombasa because I'm thinking, Mombasa is going to be fine. and then we were headhunted. I didn't apply.
Okay.
You passed.
Nice.
Top
10. You went.
How dare you refuse?
Oh, it's true.
Passed the interview. Choose Mombasa, Nairobi. Mombasa.
Jivinjari.
They are paying my rent. But I died. I could not do music. Where? I could not.
And you need music for your soul.
French.
You needed it for your soul.
I could not. I was like a fashion blogger. I don't even know Mombasa photographer. Like, I died inside. And then I used to wonder, now a bus hits me outside here. God will ask me, what did you do with your life? I used to literally wonder every day, what is it that I put in you that you've given now?
Nothing.
Came back. When you came back to Nairobi, like I stayed in Mombasa for 5 months. I was good in land law and contracts. I didn't struggle. But I came back. I told HR, I can't do this. And she was like, I can give you something you like. I'm like, I can't. I need to figure out.
Like my soul is dying.
Yeah, I need to figure out what I really want. And I'm going to school of law. I'm that confused. I'm telling my dad, I don't want to practice.
But I want
you
to
pay
to
me school of law as I figured out. Because I'm not used to leaving things halfway.
Yes.
I want to finish.
Yes.
Which is one of the best decisions I made if I look back.
Yes.
But you know, I faked work. Worked for like a week.
What does fake work mean?
Like, you already resigned, but now you've not told your parents.
Where are you going?
Exactly!
When you get dressed in the morning, where are you going?
Yes, because my dad drops me, then may I take another mat, either go home or go to town. Just, you can't misplot.
Maggie.
This is why you should read that book I was telling you. I'll call you back. There's someone who does this. And I can see.
I couldn't
keep up for a week. I think my mom came home early and found me. Because now, you know, I used to do a re-entrance.
Of course.
So you were home.
Of course.
So you leave and then you come re-enter.
Back. Where are you going? Why are you leaving with your
mom? Why is this low farm? They're releasing you early these days. And that's when I had to... Huh?
You just had to come clean. Because you're like, anyway, it's not sustainable.
I don't have fair.
It's not sustainable.
I don't even have fair.
Yeah.
So I gave them the plan was to go to School of Law as I figure it out. And thankfully, they supported me. But in School of Law, I was like, yeah, half the day you're in class.
Yes.
So can I want to be a hair blogger.
Yeah.
Can I create content for 1 year? So I wrote a plan. 1 year, I'm going to create this content. I'm going to work with this
you're
brand.
You're an organized person.
In another world. Just not nesting.
Haven't bought anything for the baby.
Just not in nesting.
Yeah.
So I did that. I planned and I learned everything I could about YouTube.
Yes.
And I worked with all those brands.
Yes.
I flew out. Yeah. Like, I managed to do those two.
Yes.
To a point, even when I was finishing law school, I passed. And I was like, Mom, I'm going to not do that for a while.
Yes.
I'm going to create content
and
do music.
Yes.
Because now then we had just formed the music company where now we're teaching.
Yeah.
So I did those two for a very long time.
Yeah.
For a very long time until recently I was like, I got trauma from a brand and I was like, this is time to do the law. And it beautifully
came back together.
Yeah.
All this is
all
going to
this,
make sense.
All this. Like, I think even the workshop is just something that is from my heart.
Yes.
Because it comes with my experience in everything I've done. So I tell myself, don't stress.
Girl.
Everything will make sense. Everything. Because even my mom used to ask, Sibasi ungekuwa mwalimu. Like, you know, she's a teacher.
Because you're teaching.
Yeah. And I'm like,
you're
I don't know.
So
I don't
much.
Think I would have fit there.
Yeah, maybe not. Maybe not.
It's natural.
Probably not. Yeah.
It's natural. Yeah. So everything will work out. Just
I
trust
love that.
The journey.
I really love that.
Trust the journey.
Yeah.
You asked me where I want to be in 10 years. I'm not so sure. I'm just so sure it will work out.
Yeah, it will work out. It will work out for sure.
No one has it figured out.
No.
Even if
they
50,
say they do.
Not really. Yeah, they're just doing their best.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's my career-wise self.
Good. Very good.
Oh, I think we have
like
only
it.
Two aspects financially. Uh-huh. How was Kit doing financially?
Financially.
Yeah.
Do you know, I used to dream my parents would come and tell me, just kidding, we are actually royalty. Here is your inheritance. Billions.
Just kidding.
I'm like, why am I working?
Just kidding. At what point is this? What time?
Early
what
20s.
Early
I'm just
20s,
like,
after university.
Yeah. I wish I can just be a princess, an heiress. I don't want this. I don't want whatever this is. I wish they can just come say, you know, we just wanted you to work so that we can develop our work ethic, but you are actually billionaires.
And then?
That did not happen.
Still waiting.
Yeah. I wish I was more like my sister.
Mm-hmm.
She's very, like, savvy financially.
Mm.
And I wish I was more into save a little, spend a little, invest a little, like that from then.
Mm.
Yeah.
So you spend all of it.
If I have it, I'm going to spend it. I won't say, I'll save very little of it. But I wish I had more of a balance.
Mm.
Yeah. And just develop that muscle. Because when it gets older, it now gets even harder.
It's hard. Because I'm like you.
I have two children.
What are you saving?
When are you saving? But it gets so much harder. So I wish I had developed that muscle when I was younger.
Yeah.
Save, invest. Yeah. I would be reaping the benefits now.
Okay. Yeah. I think what I'd... I think I have the same issue.
Yes.
I tell myself to save. I developed the muscle for making money.
Yes.
I'm good.
You're good at.
I cannot sleep.
Yeah.
But
saving.
What are we doing with that money? I had to consciously do financial coaching last year.
Right, right.
And it revealed a lot of my money habits.
Yes.
Which come from how you're raised.
Yes.
So now is when I'm consciously trying to look at my balance, plan for my money. So I really wish I took financial courses earlier.
Yeah.
Learned about money more.
Yes, yes.
Not just about making.
Yeah.
Yeah, because I was keen on how do I make money.
How do you make money? Yeah. How do you make money?
Yeah, then not save.
Yeah.
Rainy day. What is rain?
Yeah, what is that? It never rains here.
How I live in the desert. This year it's not been rainy. You must have been happy last night.
It rained yesterday.
Yeah.
Where are you?
I have been waiting to wear my sweater. I had like cute sweater
But you're
dresses.
A hot water bottle. Are you ever going to wear a sweater?
I don't know.
You're going to have to wait a bit.
It's so cute.
Let the baby come out and then you wear the sweater. But now you might not wear
I might not wear
you're
it.
You're a hot water bottle right now.
Yeah. Then now to wrap up is the last version of young married kids.
Yes.
And you've been married for long.
I've always been married. I've been married long. Yeah. 13 years.
13.
13.
What? Both of you are alive. They both killed each other.
We almost killed each other.
Yeah.
Very many times.
You're alive.
Yeah, we are here.
Thank God.
Still
what
in
would
love,
you tell
happy.
That young kid stepping into marriage?
Stop pretending.
What were you pretending?
You know, one thing about marrying a church girl, and maybe you will confirm, more often than not, you're going to marry a virgin. And I didn't know anything about what was expected, how this was going to feel.
What?
So that was me. That was my experience. And so I go into the marriage with a feeling, it's subconscious. I know that it wasn't at the front of my mind, but it was subconscious that sex was for him.
Ooh. What prepared you like that?
I don't know. I can't even put my finger on it. I can't put my finger on this is where I had this messaging. But it was just all around. And so I got in there acting.
You were a hoe, eh?
Acting.
What is acting?
For it to be enjoyable, you must make loud sounds, change positions, often.
I'm dead. Have it often
as many times as possible.
So you were there acting every week.
I was acting. Like literally, I could have been hired. I wish I would have been discovered. By now, I'd be so rich.
What? Did he know you were acting?
He did not.
You were setting very high standards for yourself.
Very high standards.
Achievable? I don't think.
No.
Sustainable?
No, absolutely not. So it was a few, maybe the first year or not even, I didn't try. Because I also don't suffer for long.
Yeah.
So I didn't, it was maybe a few months, maybe 7-8 months.
When you're like,
I said, hey, actually, wait, actually, I've remembered. I sat him down and I told him, I am sorry. I've been acting.
Where did you get the pressure to act?
I need to think about that.
Think about it. Yeah.
I've been acting. I am sorry. I don't enjoy.
That's an interesting conversation.
That has got nothing to do with you.
Yeah, it's just you.
It's me.
Yeah.
It's got nothing to do with you.
Okay.
Yeah. So we had that conversation and I said, from now on, I'm going to be telling you what I like, what I don't like, so that even me, I can enjoy. Because I'm like, we're in this forever. We're in this for a long time. I can't keep pretending.
Was there a point where you realize, okay, I'm not enjoying this and I need to address it, or it, you just got tired of the acting?
I got tired of the not enjoying.
How can you not enjoy for 7 whole months?
I got tired of not enjoying. I'm like, this thing is supposed to be enjoyed. When are we getting to the enjoying? When? Because I've heard it's enjoyable.
But you're not.
Why am I not?
Hey, that's a long time.
Yes.
That's a lot of pressure on yourself.
I know. So I wish, and this is why I do bridal showers.
Yeah.
I wish I had told my younger self, if I could tell her now, I would tell her, don't pretend. He will enjoy more when you are enjoying.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
But you go there to enjoy. Because him is there for him. Mm. He's not there for you. He's there for him. So you go there for you.
For you. No one is coming for you.
No one is coming for you. No one is coming for you. You have to bring, you come with your own orgasm. You come to the table with it. Yeah, nobody's bringing it for you.
I did not see that point coming. Oh, God.
That's my point on marriage. That's it. That's on period.
That's what you tell young.
Yeah, that's what I would tell myself. Oh, young wow. wife.
Yeah.
You're still our young wife, but go.
I think for me, I'd you can sit. You can sit. Welcome. For me, I'd tell young Maggie getting married, not everything is going to revolve around you. Yeah.
You went in there like I'm the baby girl?
No, we are going to hang out every day. Oh. You're going to be with me every day. It's giving Chelsea. Love is blind. It's giving Chelsea. You know, I told someone.
It takes 15 minutes to get home. I think you got home in 19. What were you doing for 4 minutes?
What do you mean you got home? You left me. Like, I see why I grew up from that person, but I see her and I'm like, you have to love your own company.
Yeah.
You
just wanted to be with him.
Yes. And to make matters worse, 2 months later, I was pregnant. My pregnancy was clingy. Oh, you're going to the car. Let's go.
Let's go.
I'm not even going where are you going?
Where are you going? Where are you going? Somebody can't even go to the loo.
Yeah. And I expected a lot of, he just wants to be around me. But he also needed space. And right now is when I'm discovering, hey, I love my space.
Man, need my space every day.
No, when I got married, my mindset was, we are going to be around each other. Like, see, forever. You've not been living with me.
Yeah.
Now you should be now, basking enjoy. In the glory of enjoy. Living with me. Yeah. Yeah.
So but if it was balanced...
Yeah, he's been living alone.
You don't have friends? There was nobody you wanted to hang out with, Maggie?
Funny enough, let's hang out all of us.
You don't have sisters? I mean, you want to go, let's go hang out with my sister?
I don't know, kid. We got married, then there was COVID, so there was just two of us.
Oh, my.
Yes.
Snap.
Yeah.
You just got married yesterday.
We dated for long, but we didn't get married. Yeah. So there was a lot of growth there's a lot of growth that has happened.
Yes.
Where I can also enjoy my individuality in the marriage.
Yes.
And that's, I think I was suffocating. I think I was very suffocating.
You were suffocating him?
Yes. Just see Chelsea. See me. It's just that now, I wasn't insecure of Sijia to there's a girl, Nini.
Uh-huh. No.
Me is just be with me.
Oh, yeah. Just stay here.
Just stay here. Where are you going? Where do you have to go? So I'd tell that young guy, crazy. It's not going to be always about
you. It's not about you.
Yeah. And then I'd take it personally. You didn't want to.
You don't want to
exactly
hang out with
Chelsea
me.
Like,
you don't want to hang out with me. What's wrong with me?
Yeah. What's wrong with me? I thought you were excited to get married to me, to stay with me. So I'd tell younger Maggie in marriage, just chill out. You're both, your individuality matters.
Yes.
Yeah.
Weh.
Nice.
Wow, wow, wow.
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 We have wrapped up.
Yes.
We have wrapped up. Is
that
there
was,
any lesson that younger Tweet has not? Yeah.
No.
No, we've
that was
exploded.
Very heavy. Yeah, we have exploded.
I love it.
Yeah.
Love it. I love that I'm learning from you as well.
Yeah.
But you made my day. That married kid. Oh, God. That was funny. What's your take home? What's your take home if you've been watching this? If you've been watching this, what would you tell the younger woman?
Yeah.
Yeah, in you.
Yeah.
What would you tell her? What have you resonated with in this episode?
Yeah.
I've enjoyed this conversation.
Me too.
You'll come back?
Yeah.
Of course.
You better invite me back.
Yeah.
Yeah, you guys better tell her that you want me back.
If you've really enjoyed, let's know in the comment section.
Yes.
Let's know what you've also learned about yourself right now that you didn't know then.
Yeah.
Until next time. Keep it locked, subscribe. Bye-bye.